AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. Iran says four people were killed in Israel's pre-dawn airstrikes launched in response to the barrage of missiles Tehran fired into Israel on October 1st.
We're making a mistake, in my humble opinion.
President Biden says he's been opposed to retaliation by the Israeli government.
Looks like they didn't hit anything other than military targets. My hope is this is the end.
The attack ups the risk of sparking an all-out war in the Middle East. Israel's military spokesman Daniel Hagari cautioned Iran not to hit back.
All those who threaten the state of Israel and seek to drag the region into wider escalation will pay a heavy price.
A little more than a week until Election Day, and the presidential candidates and their running mates are crisscrossing the battleground states. Donald Trump blasting Vice President Kamala Harris in Novi, Michigan.
You're not going to destroy our nation. Kamala Harris, you're fired.
Former First Lady Michelle Obama campaigns in Kalamazoo with Kamala Harris. It's the first day of early voting in Michigan. Harris got support in Pittsburgh from President Joe Biden, telling labor groups a woman can be president.
Standing next to me the last 4 years, Kamala Harris. Let me tell you something, folks. I picked her because she has a backbone like a ramrod.
The Native American vote, where does it come into play? Here's our Julie Walker.
In swing states like Arizona, North Carolina, Michigan, and Nevada, Native American voters tend to favor Democrats at a higher rate, but they're more likely to vote Republican than Latinos or African Americans.
There are new concerns over artificial intelligence making up words when it's used in medical settings. Experts are urging OpenAI to fix the flaw. Cleveland Browns announcer Jim Donovan's died at age 68. This is AP News. Candidates reaching out to the faithful.
I'm Walter Ratliff with the Religion Minute.
Both Kamala Harris and Donald Trump are looking toward the faithful for votes.
Where we go from here is up to us, as Americans and as people of faith.
Harris visited two Atlanta area churches where she summoned black members of the congregations to turn out at the polls. Harris's stops at the churches were part of a nationwide push known as Souls to the Polls. It's a Democratic mobilization effort to encourage early voting in political battleground states. After the services, buses took congregants directly to early polling places.
I now recognize that it's been the hand of God leading me.
Donald Trump's campaign has nourished a fusion of hard right politics and theology to energize evangelical Christians in swing states. The campaign has launched a Believers for Trump program. It aims to boost vote-by-mail and in-person early voting efforts by training church captains who will coordinate their respective congregations. I'm Walter Ratliff.
And I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.